Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Hi, Jess. I'm Jen. Welcome,
hello,
everyone.
Hello. Happy summer. It's
happy first Tuesday for our podcast to drop on a Tuesday. Look at
I know.
Us.
This feels very unusual.
and you're gonna get us twice this week.
I know. I hope you're not sick of us already.
I mean, it's only Tuesday. How could they be sick of us? And it's Monday for us, but Jesus.
I know. I'm like, can this week be over already? I have to tell you, it has been rough. And you know that I am not a summer gal. So like one day is like 1 week in summertime for me.
Like once it goes over 80 Fahrenheit, you're a different person.
Well, you know what? Listen, I would be a summer gal if like I were on the beach with a pina colada, a cross breeze, like a wafty caftan with maybe something jangly on the hem. Like I could get down with that. Like speakers. Like I know that there's a way to summer in style, but like quarantine in the city, like work from home with a newborn baby. Like this is not summering in style.
And your husband working next to you on
like,
his
Lord,
laptop all day.
Like, no, this is not like the Nancy Myers, like beach scene of my dreams.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You didn't exactly have like the summer bike ride like that, you know, we all have been picturing.
You guys know how outdoorsy I am. So every weekend I'm like going camping.
I hope you all follow Jen on Instagram, by the way, because she's always doing like cute summer adventures with her husband. But this was not what we pictured.
People are like, get back to the makeup. If you want the makeup, go to Fat Mascara. If you want outdoor adventures, come to me. So we went for a bike ride yesterday and we went off the beaten path a tiny little bit, barely. And we were walking our bikes through the grass. It was shortish grass. We were on Jones Beach, which is like in Queens or Long Island. I don't know, New York. I think Eric stepped on. I thought at first it was a bee's nest because all of a sudden this huge swarm of bugs came out visually that like you could see like a dark cloud. And then he just starts swatting at his skin. And I was like, oh, my God, he just stepped on a beehive. And I'm having visions of the movie My Girl.
Yeah.
If you don't know it. Then I start feeling them stinging me, and I'm very allergic to bees. I look down. It wasn't bees. It was mosquitoes that I've never seen before with, like, little stripes on them. We could not get them off. We both jump on our bike, and he's like, bike faster, bike faster. The wind will get them off. We meant maybe, like, 100 yards, just literally dropped our bikes in the middle of the road and started pouring our water containers on each other because they got inside my clothes. I kid you not. I just counted. I have 43 mosquito bites, and they are, it's so bad. I don't know if they fed them steroids down at Jones Beach or what. The mosquito, they were insane.
Oh my God.
Insane.
Oh my God.
I probably have Zika. I probably have, like, every airborne illness you could probably have.
Oh my
have.
God.
I don't
just
know.
When you thought it was safe to get out of the city, they're like serious Jones Beach. Like, they've got, like, biker, like, jackets. These mosquitoes, they're, like, waiting.
I don't think they were the normal mosquito that I know. So if I sound a little weird, it's because I'm hepped up on Benadryl. I'm still going to try and bring the glamour. I'm just not feeling very glamorous right now.
You know, I Googled yesterday, when is summer over? And I don't know what I was expecting. Like, I know when it's over, like, whenever the fall, like, equinox is or whatever that is. But, like, I don't know. I was just looking for answers in an uncertain time.
I know how much more.
I can't take it. I hate it.
Warming is just hot. All right. Well, we're off to a good start. Sorry if that sounds. Guys, we want to give it to you real. You know, this is who we are. Now that you're going to be with us twice a week, sometimes we're covered in bug bites and sweaty. So there you have it. But we still have
community
news, which will cheer everybody up. And then, no. Let me just finish telling everybody what we're going to do before we get into it. So we have beauty news. Then Jess is going to help you with makeup that changes color while you're wearing it or oxidizes. We'll talk about that.
Shape shifts.
We also have a list. Exactly. We have a listener question about homemade skincare remedies like pineapple, which is funny because when you were saying that you wanted a pina colada, I'm like, wait for this portion of the show. And then, of course, every episode will end with our raise a wand. So the interview this week is going to be on Thursday. So if you're like, I'm sick of you, Jess and Jen, I just want to hear your interview guest, wait till Thursday. But we hope you'll stick around.
We've got a good one this week. Okay. So should we get to it?
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to hit you guys with some beauty news. Got a lot this week, okay? Morphe says, see you later, Jeffree Star. Now, Jeffree Star had partnered with Morphe for many successful products like palettes and brushes, but Morphe's been on a lot of pressure lately. They had to ditch Jeffree. He's got a lot of allegations of racism. I think, you know, over the past few years, we have not reported on every little movement that Jeffree's made because we would have to be reporting on him every single week, okay? In a tweet, Morphe stated, today we've made the decision to cease all commercial activity related to Jeffree Star and affiliated products. We expect this to conclude within the coming weeks. As we look to the future, we will continue to share updates on what lies ahead for the Morphe brand. Now, Jeffree Star's camp also had a response on their Instagram saying that they were, quote unquote, shocked and saddened. And I'm going to truncate it here so you can go on Jeffree Star's Instagram and check it out for yourselves. Jeffree Star Cosmetics, excuse me. But that they will have, quote unquote, an amazing 2020 plan, and that they are excited to share their new products with you and their partners around the world. So you can look onto Jeffree Star's Cosmetics to see how they are going to respond to their situation there. But watch this space. I don't think Jeffree Star Cosmetics is going anywhere, but I personally feel that they're going to have a little bit of trouble. This is my personal take, finding partners that are eager to jump into bed with them right now. They are, they're going to have, I think, a little bit of problems. Not everyone wants to go hand in hand with them.
Yeah. The whole thing just, Jeffree's not ever really been for me. I never really got the appeal of him. I have some other YouTubers I really like. And just seeing some of the comments he made, I think Morphe, even if it was a little late, made the right decision with this one.
Yes. I think, you know, if you guys followed us for a lot of years, you know that we don't report on a lot of the drama channel. You know, we're not a drama channel kind of podcast. It's not Jen and my cup of tea. I can't even keep up.
I want to know how products work. I can't keep up on the social lives of beauty YouTubers.
Yeah, that's not our bag, baby. But if that's yours, that's great. But it's an interesting thing that's happening here. And I think it's very interesting that Morphe finally said, you know, we've got to cut ties. So one influencer who is having a better week is Patrick Starr. His line, One Size, launched July 17th at Sephora. Now, Starr says, I'm a drama queen in the right way. Starr's line was developed in partnership with the Luxury Brand Partners. The brand's called Luxury Brand Partners. You may have heard of it because it's the incubator brand behind Orbe, which sold to Kao in 2017 for about $400 million. So this brand has a lot of muscle behind it. Very excited to see what Patrick Starr has in store.
Okay, we're going to get back to you with more news on that once we try the products too. Just wait.
Now, Gabrielle Union is relaunching her line Flawless with Larry Sims. Gabrielle Union and her stylist, or her hairstylist rather, Larry Sims, are relaunching her line Flawless on Amazon on August 3rd. Now, her plan is to go into Sally Beauty in October. Now, the inspiration behind the brand is that Gabrielle went through IVF, which she says caused her to have premature balding. So a lot of the products have ingredients that promote hair health. Just want to be clear, this is not a line that is going to grow your hair in leaps and bounds, but it is very much focused on hair health, which I think is very interesting. The star product is her 3-minute restoring conditioner, and I love that the prices range from $4 to $10.
Oh my God, I love that price range. Mm-hmm. That is price inclusive. Thank you, Gabrielle.
Now, Lady Gaga is the new face of Valentino Voce Viva, and the scent is out in
September. Say that 3 times fast. Go.
Pardon?
I said say that 3 times fast.
Oh, voce go. Viva, voce viva, voce viva.
With the Valentino. Okay. Anyway, continue.
The scent is out in September, and it's meant to be all about genderless beauty and the freedom of expression. It's interesting for a brand, this is my own little hot take. I think this is very interesting for a brand that was once so synonymous, this is my personal impression of the brand, with traditional femininity. So I think this is a very cool direction for Valentino. I love that Lady Gaga is the face. And I got a little sneak peek, a little sample of the scent. And I can tell you that the scent is very sexy, very sophisticated. I love it. Ooh. Okay, hot TikTok trend. Boys are getting perms. There are about 340 million hashtag perm videos on TikTok. Listen, I'm still recovering about 30-something years later from my perm at the Charisma Salon in Freehold, New Jersey. Actually, no, this goes in Marlboro, excuse me. Listen, I wanted this perm. This is the color commentary I said I wouldn't get into. But I was so triggered by this perm situation that everyone's doing now. It's like, you know, yes. when you get, it's like a trend. If you did it once, you shouldn't do it again. I saw this. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I think that I should sit this one out. All of these amazing perm videos are on TikTok. And a big fat chunk of them are guys. Now, Allure Magazine did a really cute piece on this online. But I love that guys are embracing curly hair. And I think we're seeing a lot of this with celebrities. Timothée Chalamet, Harry Styles.
Harry Stylist. I like that.
Well, the reason why I said that is because I was looking at my notes and I wrote a little note for myself. Sally Hershberger, I saw her the other day. Her assistant stylist has the most amazing curly hair. And I said, oh my God, your hair is magnificent. And he goes, I started to embrace it like only later in life. And Garrett Munce, who we had on the podcast, the beauty editor Garrett Munce, is another one who embraced his beautiful curls later in life.
You know what's funny? I noticed, you know that Sway House, like it's those TikTok boys that all live together in LA.
Yes.
I was just looking at a picture of them and they all start to look the same to me. They're like all these, like, I don't know, they just all kind of look the same. They all have this little curly mop of hair. They all have the same haircut. And I guess that's the look right now. I have a feeling that this is going to be like, do you remember, who was it? George Clooney had like the Caesar cut.
Yes. Yes.
And it like dated you to a very specific time, that haircut on a man. I don't know. I feel like this short little mop with the tight sides and the curls on top.
I love it.
It's cute, but I feel like it's gonna be like one of those trends that's like in and out.
The emo early 2000s, like bangs. Remember all the guys had that?
Yes, yes. Like men's haircuts, when they get trendy, it's like every dude does it and then doesn't. Like it's so much more a trend, I think, than women. And when you're that age, a younger guy, yeah, you know, they all just jump on the bandwagon. Enjoy your perms, boys.
I love
enjoy
it.
Enjoy your perms.
But curly boys, I want you to embrace your hair all your life. You know, like I love the curly boys embracing their hair. I love it, love it, love it. Okay. And then this, fragrance obsessives, this one's for you. Listen up. Dior has launched a new podcast called Dior Untold. Dior Untold tells the story of Christian Dior and his iconic fragrances. If you're lucky enough to get to the beach or sit by a pool, this is a really nice thing to just plug in, have a little pina colada, and just get lost in the world of fragrance.
It won't be me or Jess narrating in case you were waiting. Sometimes I listen to my own voice and I'm like, if there was like a vocal acting and they were like, oh, we need the voice to be, if they were looking for like oozing French elegance, it's definitely not Jen from Philly. I'll tell you that much.
Do you remember somebody wrote us once and they were like, this was a few years ago, and they said like, I love listening to you guys because you really bring me back to like, you know, the East Coast, like New York, like New Jersey area. Sorry, Jen, I know you're not from, you know, you're from
No,
PA.
But my accent is Philadelphia through and through. I know it.
I was like, what are you talking about? I'm totally offended.
Christian Dior has a new perfume. You're gonna love it. Call us, Dior.
Oh my God. So anyway, that's the run up. That's what happened this week.
Lots going on. Thanks, Jess.
Okay, so Jen, the other day I was doing some beauty editor homework and having a little bit of fun and trying out a new eyeliner. It's a brand new eyeliner from a luxury brand, and it was a like a real kind of like dusty taupe color. And I put it on around, no joke, around 8:30 in the morning. I arrive at my destination around,
which is in the next room at my desk. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it was, we actually went somewhere.
You went out.
We
actually did go
somewhere around 1 something. We went on a car ride. Okay. And practicing social distancing, everyone, really taking it very seriously, very seriously. And I looked in the bathroom at the restaurant, and my eyeliner, bright neon, bright orange neon. I looked like,
so it went from dusty taupe to neon orange.
Yes, exactly. Ooh. Okay, so yeah, so it was the color of, I would say, like a caramel macchiato or like a yellow.
Yummy. Yeah. And it turned into the Dukes of Hazzard card.
Yeah, complete.
I am going to guess 10% of listeners right now know what the hell I'm talking about. Just Google it.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Google so what happened? Has a car. You're so funny. Well, that's what I wanted to know, because, and here's the funny thing. Like, I was not trying to be funky. I was seeing Jeff and Jeff's family, like with the baby. I was not like trying to do like a Euphoria, you know, like moment.
Eyeliner,
okay. HBO Euphoria. Again, Google it if you're not familiar with that show. I was not trying to look funky. So I was just like, okay, I guess it is what it is. Now I know. So I immediately knew that makeup artist Christopher Buckle would be able to explain this phenomenon to me. I just had a feeling he would like give it to me real. So I took a picture of my eyeliner in the bathroom, and he had a few different explanations. I said, did this oxidize? Now, he said that, you know, he said oxidation. He said it could be that, but he really got more specific. He goes, sometimes it's the pH in your skin that can change the color. It could be anything from, you know, something chemistry that's going in your body. Chemistry, like, you know, he's not a doctor, and he's not saying that he's presuming to be like, oh, you're pregnant, or, you know, like, it's your period.
No, but if you have oily skin or not.
Yeah,
or
your hormones. It could be alcohol consumption. I had a glass of wine. It could be, you know, he had a funny story for me. He said that, like, you know, he had a client that, you know, she was drinking wine, you know, about an hour after he did her contour, and like it went gray. Like, there are clients who.
That actually makes sense, because you can like sweat that out and it might change the formula.
Yeah. And he's like, and I can't run in and touch it. He's like, I can't go touch up her foundation after that. He goes, we have to start from scratch. So he just wanted to reiterate that, like, makeup, you know, is chemistry. Like, we're alive, and that the chemistry interacts with the products that we put on our face. We're not just this blank canvas that you know, we're not on this like, you know, sheet of paper that we can just put the colors on from the Sephora palette and then, you know, it's all equal. Like makeup interacts with our bodies. So I thought that was really interesting. And then some people, and like, this is me, I don't know about you, but have a lot of red and purple around the eye. And if we don't conceal the skin, it's going, that redness is going to come through any shadow or liner and it's going to alter the color. So I'm treating my, you know, I'm looking at my eyelid and I'm thinking, oh, like looks pretty neutral today. Like I didn't prime, I didn't put any, you know, I didn't put anything on that morning. I was like, you know, my eyelid's kind of peach. This is kind of taupe. Put it on, looks cool. And then I'm sweating, I'm talking, I'm having food, caffeine, alcohol, the whole thing, bam, bright orange. So
should you have like done a primer? Exactly. Or base on
I should have done a concealer base. Should have done a primer, should have done a concealer. Maybe even should have done a shadow, even though I kind of didn't want the look of like perfect shadow within the, you know, I didn't want this perfect like done look because I was like, we're just going to be sitting outside and having like a, you know, a lunch.
Yeah. You just want to have like a throw on an eyeliner, but it's a good tip too, because I feel like the more contact it has directly with your skin, your sweat and your chemistry, the more likely it'd be to change color. Belinda Addis, the L'Oreal cosmetic chemist we had on, she talked about this. She said, I know everybody calls it oxidation. It's not always oxidation, but like your skin affects what you wear. And I remember her talking about primers before for foundation to make sure it doesn't shift colors.
So I wouldn't use primer normally because I would think I just want to be like easygoing about it, but I don't know. Do you use primer?
Well, I think that's what you want to do so that you're like making a little shield between the chemistry of your skin and the eyeliner. And like, you're not using it because you're doing a whole contoured eye look, you know, it's just to give the liner something neutral to cling onto. I do use it when I am doing like a look. I like Laura Mercier Eye Basics Primer. It's like,
that's a good one.
There's different shades of it too. So you could get it skin tone matching and it has a little applicator. I do not like the applicator because it's a little pokey. And I don't like a pokey stick in my eye.
So what do you – so how do you put it on?
Like I pull some out of the tube, put it on the back of my hand, dab my ring finger on, and dab that onto my eyelid. Not for a look, just to give like a nice base. It really makes everything stay, but I'm sure
it helps. Is it easy to sheer out?
Well, you don't want it to really sheer out. You just want to get that nice little canvas for your eyeliner so that then you're – all your caffeine consumption and alcohol and whatever shifted the color isn't getting through to the eyeliner, you know?
Okay. All right. Do you ever try that?
Do you use primer?
I used to get into the habit of doing it. And then I think I just like, I don't know. I fell by the wayside. And then I didn't like you said, the pokey stick. I've been like funny about my eyes lately. So I stopped using it because I didn't like the pokey stick.
I think you need to try this liner with the primer so that we can see if that was the issue. And then if you like it, you have to tell us what it is.
Okay. I'm not giving this liner a fair shot.
Yes. Give it a fair shot, Jess. Okay. Give it a shot with primer.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement
which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so we have a listener question we're going to answer. Take it away.
Hi, this is Lisa in San Francisco. I've just cut up a pineapple for my family to eat, and I decided to rub some of the inside of the skin on my face on the theory that it would be some sort of enzyme mask. Is this really going to do anything for me? It smells delicious. It tastes delicious. But is it a real effective beauty treatment, or is it folklore? Thanks, guys.
Lisa, you are very innovative and very brave, because I don't know if I would ever use, like, I mean, it makes perfect sense, I have to say. But I don't know if I would use raw, unfiltered pineapple.
I just love picturing Lisa and, like, her family's eating lovely pineapple chunks and she's just over there smearing
just,
it on.
I know, like, in ecstasy, in absolute ecstasy.
That's a Fat Mascara listener. I know. Okay, so, but we wanted to get to the bottom of this for you. So, folklore. Glad she mentioned folklore, because in folk medicine, pineapple's often been a topical cure. And here's why. Here's the thing that makes it special. Bromelain. It's the enzyme. Mm-hmm. It's an enzyme that breaks down protein. So pineapple has all sorts of AHAs and vitamins as well, but so do all the other fruits. The thing that sort of makes it unique is this bromelain, and it's been used for centuries as a topical treatment. In fact, a journal study, Biotechnology Research International, everybody's favorite medical journal, had a study showing that a 35% bromelain cream was actually how they debrided wounds, like to get excess tissue out of wounds. It's, think of it as like a very strong exfoliator at 35%. So to answer that question, yes, it does have an exfoliating effect. But here's the other confusing thing. It's actually not as much in the flesh and the skin. It's more in the stem of the pineapple.
I thought you were going to say the meat of the pineapple.
No, it's in the, like, the part that nobody eats has the highest percentage of the bromelain. So I doubt she was, like, whipping up the stem and putting it into, like, a smoothie and then putting that on. So that's one thing. So that's not where the high levels of that enzyme are. There's still the enzymes in the flesh, though. But, like, am I telling you to put it on your face? I personally think that this is a little suspect. For one reason, a lot of people have allergies that they don't know about, and you're not going to find out until you do this.
Oh, my God, and it's too late.
I mean, it's not going to hurt. If you're not allergic, fine, keep going. But you also don't know the concentration. So, like, okay, have you ever noticed how when you eat pineapple, your mouth hurts sometimes?
Like, because it's so large, the chunks?
No, but, like, it gets a little stinky feeling that never happens to you?
Not really.
It has to me, and I used to think it was because it has. No, what it is actually bromelain. It dissolves protein, so it actually is what they use to make meat tenderizers. Like, meat tenderizing powder is sometimes just this enzyme from pineapple. So
it's
a lot
acidic.
Of people,
I would say it's acidic. Is that what you're saying?
It is acidic, but that's not what hurts. What hurts is if you keep pineapple in your mouth, the bromelain will start to dissolve some of the proteins,
oh,
and
my
the enzyme
God.
Is starting to work on your sensitive mouth tissue. So is your face as sensitive as your mouth? No. But if you have sensitive skin, bromelain's like can do some serious exfoliating that you might want to be careful with. So just
Holy
I'm just
cow.
Putting that out there as like a, you know, don't go whipping up pineapple smoothies for everyone. I also was thinking, like, I used to, when I was younger, do a lot more of these DIY kind of fruit and oatmeal and making face
masks.
Yeah,
slumber party kind of stuff.
And just for some reason, I'm like, pineapples are expensive. I'm not about to be wasting a nice organic pineapple on my face. You know, like oatmeal, sure. You could do an oatmeal bath. Do you ever do a DIY face mask
or
anything
like that?
Remember
we did those great hair masks with the bananas that time?
It's my favorite video of you. Banana is nice for just like, it's just nice. And I think it makes your hair smell good. I've done milk for a sunburn. Dr. Zeichner told me to do that because the lactic acid is anti-inflammatory. So I feel like if it's an inexpensive home thing, sure. But like a nice pineapple, don't waste that shit on your face, Lisa. maybe she was only doing the outer part is what I'm guessing anyway. So it wasn't like the wasted part.
I hope not.
But anybody else, yes, it does have an enzymatic effect. Yes, it's exfoliating, but be careful. It's like serious stuff, the bromelain, people.
Yeah,
be careful.
I do feel like you could overdo it. I feel like you could get an unanticipated reaction. I think that you're probably safer just using the store-bought stuff that's been tested.
Well, for an exfoliating, you would, but it is folklore, but it is also true. So it's a little bit of a, sorry, that's not a super clear answer for Lisa, but that's why you come to Fat Mascara. You want all sides of the story,
right? I
feel
like Lisa's probably a good time. Like a fun hang.
Lisa, let's hang out.
Yeah.
I'll call you. I have your phone number now, so I'm going to call you. Bringing two listeners to you in one show. Okay, we're going to raise a wand. Here's a raise a wand from our listener. Take it away, Alessandra.
Hi, Fat Mascara. This is Alessandra. I'm calling from sunny Southern California, and I wanted to raise a wand to Tatcha's Pore Perfecting Sunscreen, the Silken Broad Spectrum SPF 35. I am a fitness instructor. I have to be at the gym right now, but between the hot weather and my oily skin, my acne-prone skin, and being at the gym, this is the one and only SPF and primer that seems to hold throughout every single part of my day. So huge raise a wand. It's absolutely wonderful. I recommend it to absolutely everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Bye.
Okay. Thanks so much, Alessandra. I got to tell you, I co-sign on that SPF. That is a good one. Little pricey, but worth every penny. Really very silky and satiny once it dries down. Okay.
Okay. So what about you, Jess? What do you want to raise a wand to?
Okay. This one's a good one. You know, I'm a big fan of Dove. I love everything they do. But this one is like a secret Dove product that a lot of people don't know about. We know that we're all very hopped up on hand wash right now. Everyone's hand washing. Good, good, good. Everyone keep at it. But do you know that Dove makes a fantastic hand wash? I'm not talking about the beauty bar. I'm talking about like a sink side hand wash.
No. Is it? I'm picturing something with a pump that comes out as a foam, but I think that's just their
new. No, that's it. It's the foaming hand wash. But a lot of people don't know about it. It's the foaming hand. I'm making it sound like it's something special. It's just the foaming hand wash.
I wouldn't even know where to buy that in the store. Like, where do they stock it, with the soap?
Yeah, just It's just with the soaps. But it's kind of hard to come by, because sometimes they don't stock it everywhere. And then sometimes when you go, it's like out of stock, because I think people are as crazy about it as I am. It's just
what's the scent?
They make them all kinds of scents. They make them in vanilla. We have one right now that's kind of like a lemony one. Yeah, it's really nice. They make a lavender one. I'm like super crazy about it. They also, I wonder if they discontinue this, like, I'm going to just talk about another Dove hand wash product for a second, but the star one is the foaming one. They also did make one that was just like a liquid hand soap that was very nice, but I bought that off of like Amazon and then I never saw it ever again. So I don't know, like, Dove people, if you're listening, let me know what happened to that one. But But the foaming one is great. It doesn't dry your hands out, leaves it nice and silky, and you get a lot of pumps out of it. So love it for the whole family. Super affordable. Go, go, go get it.
Okay. I have a hand product too. Ooh. Don't you love when this happens? Yes. I've been trying a new nail polish. I had to give it a good 2 weeks before I could give it my raise a wand. But Nails Inc. launched a plant power nail polish.
Oh.
All right. All right. I'm going to roll my eyes a little bit at plant power. It's 21 free. Good Lord, what knows what's even in that list. It's very safe. It's all that stuff. It's vegan. I don't know a nail polish that isn't vegan. Sorry, Nails Inc. So none of that was going to like win me over. I understand that's really what a lot of people are looking for, something clean. I was like, if it doesn't perform, I don't care. Give me the chemicals. Apparently, I don't need the chemicals. Mm. It really lasted. And the best part for me was, sometimes with these like cleaner nail polish brands, I feel like they go on streaky.
Yeah, they do.
I only needed one coat on my nails. The brush has that nice thick brush that like one coat with the brush, like almost like the bristles spread out and just fit right along the curves of your nail. And you look like you gave yourself a really, really good manicure. You know when the shape of the brush is just right, so like one swipe and your nail's done?
It's so satisfying.
And then I look down, I'm like, I actually think that was it. And then I moved on to the next nail. And it's really holding up for me. I mean, like, it took 3 days to get chips. And a normal person, that probably means like in a week it would chip. But I used no base, just the color and their top coat.
Was that for your like whole mosquito bonanza?
The mosquitoes were biting me while I had the nail polish. And I don't think those two things are related at all.
No, but my nails look good. Yeah, the fact that like it survived the bike ride. That's what I'm implying. It survived the bike ride.
And the color that I have been liking is called Eco Ego. And it's like a, I don't know if you could see this. It's like a, it's almost like SD.
I was about to say like a clam bake.
It's just a really poppy red with like a little orange undertone, which is just for me like a summer color. You know, you just feel like, oh, bright.
Look at you. Look at you looking like ready for summer.
I give myself a manicure, people.
You do summer well. I noticed it right away when you were on the little Zoom screen.
It just felt a little bit more put together. And I love that it's, you know, vegan and all that good stuff. It's only $10. So
you nice buried pick. The lead. That's great.
It's a good polish.
That's great. Get some.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.